The Second Book of Paralipomenon. Chapter 1. Solomon offereth sacrifices at Gabaon, his choice of wisdom which God giveth him. And Solomon the son of David was strengthened in his kingdom, and the Lord his God was with him, and magnified him to a high degree. And Solomon gave orders to all Israel, to the captains of thousands and of hundreds, and to the rulers and to the judges of all Israel, and the heads of the families. And he went with all the multitude to the high place of Gabaon, where was the tabernacle of the covenant of the Lord, which Moses the servant of God made in the wilderness. For David had brought the ark of God from Kiriath-Jearim to the place which he had prepared for it, and where he had pitched a tabernacle for it, that is, in Jerusalem. And the altar of brass, which Bezaleel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, had made, was there before the tabernacle of the Lord. And Solomon and all the assembly sought it. And Solomon went up thither to the brazen altar, before the tabernacle of the covenant of the Lord, and offered up on it 1,000 victims. And behold, that night God appeared to him, saying, Ask what thou wilt that I should give thee. And Solomon said to God, Thou hast shown great kindness to my father David, and hast made me king in his stead. Now therefore, O Lord God, let thy word be fulfilled, which thou hast promised to David my father, for thou hast made me king over thy great people, which is as innumerable as the dust of the earth. Give me wisdom and knowledge, that I may come in and go out before thy people. For who can worthily judge this thy people, which is so great? And God said to Solomon, Because this choice hath pleased thy heart, and thou hast not asked riches and wealth and glory, nor the lives of them that hate thee, nor many days of life, but hast asked wisdom and knowledge, to be able to judge my people over which I have made thee king. Wisdom and knowledge are granted to thee, and I will give thee riches and wealth and glory, so that none of the kings before thee nor after thee shall be like thee. Then Solomon came from the high place of Gabaon to Jerusalem before the tabernacle of the covenant, and reigned over Israel. And he gathered to himself chariots and horsemen, and he had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horsemen. And he placed them in the cities of the chariots, and with the king in Jerusalem. And the king made silver and gold to be in Jerusalem as stones, and cedar trees as sycamores, which grow in the plains in great multitude. And there were horses brought him from Egypt, and from Coa by the king's merchants, who went and bought at a price, a chariot of 4 horses for 600 pieces of silver, and a horse for 150. In like manner market was made in all the kingdoms of the Hittites, and of the kings of Syria. Chapter 2. Solomon's embassage to Hiram, who sends him a skillful workman and timber. And Solomon determined to build a house to the name of the Lord, and a palace for himself. And he numbered out 70,000 men to bear burdens, and 80,000 to hew stones in the mountains, and 3,600 to oversee them. He sent also to Hiram, king of Tyre, saying, As thou didst with David my father, and didst send him cedars to build him a house in which he dwelt, so do with me, that I may build a house to the name of the Lord my God, to dedicate it, to burn incense before him, and to perfume with aromatical spices, and for the continual setting forth of bread, and for the holocausts, morning and evening, and on the Sabbaths, and on the new moons, and the solemnities of the Lord our God for ever, which are commanded for Israel. For the house which I desire to build is great, for our God is great above all gods. Who then can be able to build him a worthy house, if heaven and the heavens of heavens cannot contain him? Who am I that I should be able to build him a house, but to this end only, that incense may be burnt before him? Send me therefore a skillful man that knoweth how to work in gold, and in silver, in brass, and in iron, in purple, in scarlet, and in blue, and that hath skill in engraving with the artificers, which I have with me in Judea and Jerusalem, whom David my father provided. Send me also cedars and fir trees and pine trees from Libanus, for I know that thy servants are skillful in cutting timber in Libanus, and my servants shall be with thy servants, to provide me timber in abundance. For the house which I desire to build is to be exceeding great and glorious. And I will give thy servants the workmen that are to cut down the trees, for their food 20,000 cores of wheat, and as many cores of barley, and 20,000 measures of wine, and 20,000 measures of oil. And Hiram, king of Tyre, sent a letter to Solomon, saying, Because the Lord hath loved his people, therefore he hath made thee king over them. And he added, saying, Blessed be the Lord the God of Israel, who made heaven and earth, who hath given to King David a wise and knowing son, endued with understanding and prudence to build a house to the Lord, and a palace for himself. I therefore have sent thee my father Hiram, a wise and most skillful man, the son of a woman of the daughters of Dan, whose father was a Tyrian, who knoweth how to work in gold, and in silver, in brass, and in iron, and in marble, and in timber, in purple also, in violet, in silk, and scarlet, and who knoweth to grave all sort of graving, and to devise ingeniously all that there may be need of in the work with thy artificers, and with the artificers of my lord David thy father. The wheat therefore, and the barley, and the oil, and the wine, which thou, my lord, hast promised, send to thy servants, and we will cut down as many trees out of Libanus as thou shalt want, and will convey them in floats by sea to Joppe, and it will be thy part to bring them thence to Jerusalem. And Solomon numbered all the proselytes in the land of Israel, after the numbering which David his father had made, and they were found 153,600. And he set 70,000 of them to carry burdens on their shoulders, and 80,000 to hew stones in the mountains, and 3,600 to be overseers of the work of the people. Chapter 3. The Plan and Ornaments of the Temple, the Cherubims, the Veil, and the Pillars. And Solomon began to build the house of the Lord in Jerusalem in Mount Moriah, which had been shown to David his father in the place which David had prepared in the thrashing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. And he began to build in the second month in the fourth year of his reign. Now these are the foundations which Solomon laid to build the house of God, the length of the first measure 60 cubits, the breadth 20 cubits. And the porch in the front, which was extended in length according to the measure of the breadth of the house 20 cubits, and the height was 120 cubits, and he overlaid it within with pure gold. And the greater house he sealed with deal boards, and overlaid them with plates of fine gold throughout, and he engraved in them palm trees, and like little chains interlaced with one another. He paved also the floor of the temple with most precious marble of great beauty, and the gold of the place with which he overlaid the house, and the beams thereof, and the posts, and the walls, and the doors, was of the finest, and he graved cherubims on the walls. He made also the house of the Holy of Holies, the length of it according to the breadth of the temple 20 cubits, and the breadth of it in like manner 20 cubits, and he overlaid it with plates of gold amounting to about 600 talents. He made also nails of gold, and the weight of every nail was 50 sickles. The upper chambers also overlaid with gold. He made also in the house of the Holy of Holies 2 cherubims of image work, and he overlaid them with gold. The wings of the cherubims were extended 20 cubits, so that one wing was 5 cubits long, and reached to the wall of the house, and the other was also 5 cubits long, and reached to the wing of the other cherub. In like manner the wing of the other cherub was 5 cubits long, and reached to the wall, and his other wing was 5 cubits long, and touched the wing of the other cherub. So the wings of the 2 cherubims were spread forth, and were extended 20 cubits, and they stood upright on their feet, and their faces were turned toward the house without. He made also a veil of violet, purple, scarlet, and silk, and wrought in it cherubims. He made also before the doors of the temple 2 pillars, which were 5 and 30 cubits high, and their chapiters were 5 cubits. He made also, as it were, little chains in the oracle, and he put them on the heads of the pillars, and 100 pomegranates, which he put between the little chains. These pillars he put at the entrance of the temple, one on the right hand, and the other on the left. That which was on the right hand he called Jachin, and that on the left Booz. Chapter 4. The altar of brass, the molten sea upon 12 oxen, the 10 loaves, the candlesticks, and other vessels and ornaments of the temple. He made also an altar of brass 20 cubits long, and 20 cubits broad, and 10 cubits high. Also a molten sea of 10 cubits from brim to brim, round in compass. It was 5 cubits high, and a line of 30 cubits compassed it round about. And under it there was the likeness of oxen, and certain engravings on the outside of 10 cubits compassed the belly of the sea, as it were, with 2 rows. And the oxen were cast, and the sea itself was set upon the 12 oxen, 3 of which looked toward the north, and other 3 toward the west, and other 3 toward the south, and the other 3 that remained toward the east. And the sea stood upon them, and the hinder parts of the oxen were inward under the sea. Now the thickness of it was a handbreadth, and the brim of it was like the brim of a cup, or of a crisped lily, and it held 3,000 measures. He made also 10 levers, And he set 5 on the right hand and 5 on the left to wash in them all such things as they were to offer for holocausts. But the sea was for the priests to wash in. And he made 10 golden candlesticks, according to the form which they were commanded to be made by. And he set them in the temple, 5 on the right hand and 5 on the left. Moreover, also 10 tables, and he set them in the temple, 5 on the right side and 5 on the left, also 100 bowls of gold. He made also the court of the priests, and a great hall, and doors in the hall, which he covered with brass. And he set the sea on the right side over against the sea toward the south. And Hiram made cauldrons and flesh hooks and bowls, and finished all the king's work in the house of God. That is to say, the 2 pillars, and the pommels, and the chapiters, and the network, to cover the chapiters over the pommels, and 400 pomegranates, and 2 wreaths of network, so that 2 rows of pomegranates were joined to each wreath, to cover the pommels and the chapiters of the pillars. He made also bases and lavers, which he set upon the bases, 1 sea and 12 oxen under the sea, and the cauldrons and flesh hooks and bowls. All the vessels did Hiram his father make for Solomon in the house of the Lord of the finest brass. In the country near the Jordan did the king cast them, in a clay ground between Succoth and Saradatha. And the multitude of vessels was innumerable, so that the weight of the brass was not known. And Solomon made all the vessels for the house of God, and the golden altar, and the tables upon which were the loaves of proposition, the candlesticks also of most pure gold, with their lamps, to give light before the oracle, according to the manner. And certain flowers and lamps and golden tongs, all were made of the finest gold. The vessels also for the perfumes, and the censers, and the bowls, and the mortars of pure gold. And he graved the doors of the inner temple, that is, for the Holy of Holies, and the doors of the temple without were of gold. And thus all the work was finished which Solomon made in the house of the Lord. Chapter 5. The ark is brought with great solemnity into the temple. The temple is filled with the glory of God. Then Solomon brought in all the things that David his father had vowed, the silver and the gold, and all the vessels he put among the treasures of the house of God. And after this he gathered together the ancients of Israel, and all the princes of the tribes, and the heads of the families of the children of Israel to Jerusalem, to bring the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is Sion. And all the men of Israel came to the king in the solemn day of the 7th month. And when all the ancients of Israel were come, the Levites took up the ark, and brought it in together with all the furniture of the tabernacle. And the priests with the Levites carried the vessels of the sanctuary which were in the tabernacle. And King Solomon and all the assembly of Israel and all that were gathered together before the ark sacrificed rams and oxen without number, so great was the multitude of the victims. And the priests brought in the ark of the covenant of the Lord into its place, that is, to the oracle of the temple, into the Holy of Holies under the wings of the cherubims, so that the cherubims spread their wings over the place in which the ark was set, and covered the ark itself and its staves. Now the ends of the staves wherewith the ark was carried, because they were something longer, were seen before the oracle, but if a man were a little outward, he could not see them. So the ark has been there unto this day. And there was nothing else in the ark but the 2 tables which Moses put there at Horeb when the Lord gave the law to the children of Israel at their coming out of Egypt. Now when the priests were come out of the sanctuary, for all the priests that could be found there were sanctified, and as yet at that time the courses and orders of the ministries were not divided among them. But the Levites and the singing men, that is, both they that were under Asaph, and they that were under Heman, and they that were under Idithon, with their sons and their brethren, clothed with fine linen, sounded with cymbals and psalteries and harps, standing on the east side of the altar, and with them 120 priests, sounding with trumpets. So when they all sounded together, both with trumpets and voice and cymbals and organs, and with diverse kinds of musical instruments, and lifted up their voice on high, the sound was heard afar off, so that when they began to praise the Lord, and to say, "Give glory to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever," the house of God was filled with a cloud, nor could the priests stand and minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. Chapter 6. Solomon's Blessings and Prayer. Then Solomon said, "The Lord promised that he would dwell in a cloud, but I have built a house to his name, that he might dwell there forever." And the king turned his face and blessed all the multitude of Israel, for all the multitude stood attentive. And he said, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who hath accomplished indeed that which he spoke to David my father, saying, From the day that I brought my people out of the land of Egypt, I chose no city among all the tribes of Israel for a house to be built in it to my name. Neither chose I any other man to be the ruler of my people Israel, but I chose Jerusalem, that my name might be there, and I chose David to set him over my people Israel. And whereas David my father had a mind to build a house to the name of the Lord the God of Israel, the Lord said to him, Forasmuch as it was thy will to build a house to my name, thou hast done well indeed in having such a will. But thou shalt not build the house, but thy son, who shall come out of thy loins, he shall build a house to my name. The Lord therefore hath accomplished his word which he spoke. And I am risen up in the place of David my father, and sit upon the throne of Israel, as the Lord promised, and have built a house to the name of the Lord God of Israel. And I have put in it the ark wherein is the covenant of the Lord which he made with the children of Israel. And he stood before the altar of the Lord in presence of all the multitude of Israel, and stretched forth his hands. For Solomon had made a brazen scaffold, and had set it in the midst of the temple, which was 5 cubits long, and 5 cubits broad, and 3 cubits high. And he stood upon it. Then kneeling down in the presence of all the multitude of Israel, and lifting up his hands towards heaven, he said, O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in heaven nor in earth, who keepest covenant and mercy with thy servants, that walk before thee with all their hearts, who hast performed to thy servant David my father all that thou hast promised him, and hast accomplished in fact what thou hast spoken with thy mouth, as also the present time proveth. Now then, O Lord God of Israel, fulfill to thy servant David my father whatsoever thou hast promised him, saying, There shall not fail thee a man in my sight to sit upon the throne of Israel, yet so that thy children take heed to their ways and walk in my law, as thou hast walked before me. And now, Lord God of Israel, let thy word be established which thou hast spoken to thy servant David. Is it credible, then, that God should dwell with men on the earth? If heaven and the heavens of heavens do not contain thee, how much less this house which I have built? But to this end only it is made, that thou mayest regard the prayer of thy servant and his supplication, O Lord my God, and mayest hear the prayers which thy servant poureth out before thee, that thou mayest open thy eyes upon this house day and night, upon the place wherein thou hast promised that thy name should be called upon, and that thou wouldst hear the prayer which thy servant prayeth in it. Hearken then to the prayers of thy servant, and of thy people Israel. Whosoever shall pray in this house, hear thou from thy dwelling place, that is, from heaven, and show mercy. If any man sin against his neighbor, and come to swear against him, and bind himself with a curse before the altar in this house, then hear thou from heaven, and do justice to thy servants, so as to requite the wicked by making his wickedness fall upon his own head, and to revenge the just, rewarding him according to his justice. If thy people Israel be overcome by their enemies, for they will sin against thee, and being converted shall do penance, and call upon thy name, and pray to thee in this place, then hear thou from heaven, and forgive the sin of thy people Israel, and bring them back into the land which thou gavest to them and their fathers. If the heavens be shut up, and there fall no rain by reason of the sins of the people, and they shall pray to thee in this place, and confess to thy name, and be converted from their sins, when thou dost afflict them, then hear thou from heaven, O Lord, and forgive the sins of thy servants and of thy people Israel, and teach them the good way in which they may walk, and give rain to thy land which thou hast given to thy people to possess. If a famine arise in the land, or a pestilence, or blasting, or mildew, or locusts, or caterpillars, or if their enemies waste the country and besiege the cities, whatsoever scourge or infirmity shall be upon them, then if any of thy people Israel, knowing his own scourge and infirmity, shall pray and shall spread forth his hands in this house, hear thou from heaven, from thy high dwelling place, and forgive, and render to every one according to his ways, which thou knowest to have in his heart. For thou only knowest the hearts of the children of men, that they may fear thee, and walk in thy ways all the days that they live upon the face of the land which thou hast given to our fathers. If the stranger also, who is not of thy people Israel, come from a far country, for the sake of thy great name, and thy strong hand, and thy stretched out arm, and a door in this place, hear thou from heaven thy firm dwelling place, and do all that which that stranger shall call upon thee for, that all the people of the earth may know thy name, and may fear thee as thy people Israel, and may know that thy name is invoked upon this house which I have built. If thy people go out to war against their enemies, by the way that thou shalt send them, and adore thee towards the way of this city, which thou hast chosen, and the house which I have built to thy name, then hear thou from heaven their prayers, and their supplications, and revenge them. And if they sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them up to their enemies, and they lead them away captive to a land either afar off or near at hand, and if they be converted in their heart in the land to which they were led captive, and do penance and pray to thee in the land of their captivity, saying, We have sinned, we have done wickedly, we have dealt unjustly, and return to thee with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their captivity to which they were led away, and adore thee towards the way of their own land which thou gavest their fathers, and to the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which I have built to thy name. Then hear thou from heaven, that is, from thy firm dwelling place, their prayers, and do judgment, and forgive thy people, although they have sinned. For thou art my God. Let thy eyes, I beseech thee, be open, and let thy ears be attentive to the prayer that is made in this place. Now therefore arise, O Lord God, into thy resting place, thou and the ark of thy strength. Let thy priests, O Lord God, put on salvation, and thy saints rejoice in good things. O Lord God, turn not away the face of thy anointed. Remember the mercies of David thy servant. Chapter 7. Fire from heaven consumeth the sacrifices. The solemnity of the dedication of the temple. God signifieth his having heard Solomon's prayer, yet so if he continues to serve him. And when Solomon had made an end of his prayer, fire came down from heaven and consumed the holocausts and the victims, and the majesty of the Lord filled the house. Neither could the priests enter into the temple of the Lord, because the majesty of the Lord had filled the temple of the Lord. Moreover, all the children of Israel saw the fire coming down, and the glory of the Lord upon the house, and falling down with their faces to the ground upon the stone pavement, they adored and praised the Lord, because he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. And the king and all the people sacrificed victims before the Lord. And King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 oxen and 120,000 rams. And the king and all the people dedicated the house of God. And the priests stood in their offices, and the Levites with the instruments of music of the Lord, which King David made to praise the Lord, because his mercy endureth forever, singing the hymns of David by their ministry. And the priests sounded with trumpets before them, and all Israel stood. Solomon also sanctified the middle of the court before the temple of the Lord, and he offered there the holocausts and the fat of the peace offerings, because the brazen altar which he had made could not hold the holocausts and the sacrifices and the fat. And Solomon kept the solemnity at that time 7 days, and all Israel with him, a very great congregation, from the entrance of Emath to the torrent of Egypt. And he made on the 8th day a solemn assembly, because he had kept the dedication of the altar 7 days, and had celebrated the solemnity 7 days. So on the 23rd day of the 7th month he sent away the people to their dwellings, joyful and glad for the good that the Lord had done to David and to King Solomon and to all Israel his people. And Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house and all that he had designed in his heart to do in the house of the Lord and in his own house, and he prospered. And the Lord appeared to him by night and said, I have heard thy prayer, and I have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven, and there fall no rain, or if I give orders, and command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, and my people upon whom my name is called, being converted, shall make supplication to me, and seek out my face, and do penance for their most wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sins, and will heal their land. My eyes also shall be open, and my ears attentive to the prayer of him that shall pray in this place. For I have chosen and have sanctified this place, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart may remain there perpetually. And as for thee, if thou walk before me as David thy father walked, and do according to all that I have commanded thee, and keep my justices and my judgments, I will raise up the throne of thy kingdom, as I promised to David thy father, saying, There shall not fail thee a man of thy stock to be ruler in Israel. But if you turn away and forsake my justices and my commandments, which I have set before you, and shall go and serve strange gods and adore them, I will pluck you up by the root out of my land which I have given you. And this house which I have sanctified to my name, I will cast away from before my face, and will make it a byword and an example among the nations. And this house shall be for a proverb to all that pass by, and they shall be astonished and say, Why hath the Lord done thus to this land and to this house? And they shall answer, Because they forsook the Lord, the God of their fathers, brought them out of the land of Egypt, and laid hold on strange gods, and adored them, and worshipped them. Therefore all these evils are come upon them. Chapter 8. Solomon's Buildings and Other Acts. And at the end of 20 years after Solomon had built the house of the Lord and his own house, he built the cities which Hiram had given to Solomon, and caused the children of Israel to dwell there. He went also into Emath-Subah, and possessed it. And he built Palmyra in the desert, and he built other strong cities in Emath. And he built Beth-horon the upper, and Beth-horon the nether, walled cities with gates and bars and locks. Baalath also, and all the strong cities that were Solomon's, and all the cities of the chariots, and the cities of the horsemen. All that Solomon had a mind and designed he built in Jerusalem and in Libanus, and in all the land of his dominion. All the people that were left of the Hethites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, that were not of the stock of Israel, of their children, and of the prosperity whom the children of Israel had not slain, Solomon made to be the tributaries unto this day. But of the children of Israel he set none to serve in the king's works, for they were men of war, and chief captains, and rulers of his chariots and horsemen. And all the chief captains of King Solomon's army were 250, who taught the people. And he removed the daughter of Pharaoh from the city of David to the house which he had built forever. For the king said, My wife shall not dwell in the house of King David of Israel, for it is sanctified, because the ark of the Lord came into it. Then Solomon offered holocausts to the Lord upon the altar of the Lord which he had built before the porch, that every day an offering might be made on it according to the ordinance of Moses, in the Sabbaths, and on the new moons, and on the festival days, three times a year, that is to say, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles. And he appointed according to the order of David his father the offices of the priests in their ministries, and the Levites in their order to give praise and minister before the priests according to the duty of every day, and the porters in their divisions by gate and gate. For so David the man of God had commanded. And the priests and Levites departed not from the king's commandments as to anything that he had commanded, and as to the keeping of the treasures. Solomon had all charges prepared from the day that he founded the house of the Lord until the day wherein he finished it. Then Solomon went to Esion-Geber and to Eileth on the coast of the Red Sea, which is in the land of Edom. And Hiram sent him ships by the hands of his servants and skillful mariners. And they went with Solomon's servants to Ophir. And they took thence 450 talents of gold and brought it to King Solomon. Chapter 9. The Queen of Saba admireth the wisdom of Solomon, his riches and glory, his death. And when the Queen of Saba heard of the fame of Solomon, she came to try him with hard questions at Jerusalem, with great riches and camels which carried spices, and abundance of gold and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she proposed to him all that was in her heart. And Solomon explained to her all that she proposed, and there was not anything that he did not make clear unto her. And when she had seen these things, to wit, the wisdom of Solomon, and the house which he had built, and the meats of his table, and the dwelling places of his servants, and the attendants of his officers, and their apparel, his cupbearers also, and their garments, and the victims which he offered in the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. She was so astonished. And she said to the king, The word is true which I heard in my country of thy virtues and wisdom. I did not believe them that told it, until I came, and my eyes had seen, and I had proved that scarce one half of thy wisdom had been told me. Thou hast exceeded the same with thy virtues. Happy are thy men, and happy are thy servants, who stand always before thee and hear thy wisdom. Blessed be the Lord thy God, who hath been pleased to set thee on his throne, King of the Lord thy God, because God loveth Israel and will preserve them forever. Therefore hath he made thee king over them, to do judgment and justice. And she gave to the king 120 talents of gold, and spices in great abundance, and most precious stones. There were no such spices as these which the queen of Saba gave to King Solomon. And the servants also of Hiram, with the servants of Solomon, brought gold from Ophir, and thion trees, and most precious stones. And the king made of the thion trees stairs in the house of the Lord, and in the king's house, and harps and psalteries for the singing men. Never were there seen such trees in the land of Judah. And King Solomon gave to the queen of Saba all that she desired, and that she asked, and many more things than she brought to him. So she returned and went to her own country with her servants. And the weight of the gold that was brought to Solomon every year was 666 talents of gold. Beside the sum which the deputies of divers nations and the merchants were accustomed to bring, and all the kings of Arabia and the lords of the lands, who brought gold and silver to Solomon. And King Solomon made 200 golden spears of the sum of 600 pieces of gold, which went to every spear, and 300 golden shields of 300 pieces of gold, which went to the covering of every shield. And the king put them in the armory, which was compassed with a wood. The king also made a great throne of ivory, and overlaid it with pure gold, and 6 steps to go up to the throne, and a footstool of gold, and 2 arms, one on either side, and 2 lions standing by the arms. Moreover, 12 other little lions standing upon the steps on both sides. There was not such a throne in any kingdom. And all the vessels of the king's table were of gold, and the vessels of the house of the forest of Libanus were of the purest gold, for no account was made of silver in those days. For the king's ships went to Tharsis with the servants of Hiram once in 3 years, and they brought thence gold and silver and ivory and apes and peacocks. And Solomon was magnified above all the kings of the earth for riches and glory. And all the kings of the earth desired to see the face of Solomon, that they might hear the wisdom which God had given in his heart. And every year they brought him presents, vessels of silver and of gold, and garments and armor and spices and horses and mules. And Solomon had 40,000 horses in the stables, and 12,000 chariots and horsemen, and he placed them in the cities of the chariots, and where the king was, in Jerusalem. And he exercised authority over all the kings from the river Euphrates to the land of the Philistines and to the borders of Egypt. And he made silver as plentiful in Jerusalem as stones, and cedars as common as the sycamores which grow in the plains. And horses were brought to him out of Egypt and out of all countries. Now the rest of the acts of Solomon, first and last, are written in the words of Nathan the prophet, and in the books of Ahias the Shilonite, and in the vision of Addo the seer against Jeroboam the son of Nebat. And Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel 40 years. And he slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David, and Rehoboam his son reigned in his stead. Chapter 10. Rehoboam answereth the people roughly, upon which 10 tribes revolt. And Rehoboam went to Shechem, for thither all Israel were assembled, to make him king. And when Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who was in Egypt, for he was fled thither from Solomon, heard it, forthwith he returned. And they sent for him, and he came with all Israel, and they spoke to Rehoboam, saying, Thy father oppressed us with a most grievous yoke. Do thou govern us with a lighter hand than thy father, who laid upon us a heavy servitude, and ease something of the burden, that we may serve thee. And he said to them, Come to me again after 3 days. And when the people were gone, he took counsel with the ancients who had stood before his father Solomon while he yet lived, saying, What counsel give you to me, that I may answer the people? And they said to him, If thou please this people and soothe them with kind words, they will be thy servants for ever. But he forsook the counsel of the ancients, and began to treat with the younger men that had been brought up with him, and were in his train. And he said to them, What seemeth good to you? Or what shall I answer this people, who have said to me, Ease the yoke which thy father laid upon us? But they answered as young men, and brought up with him in pleasures, and said, Thus shalt thou speak to the people that said to thee, Thy father made our yoke heavy. Do thou ease it. Thus shalt thou answer them, My little finger is thicker than the loins of my father. My father laid upon you a heavy yoke, and I will add more weight to it. My father beat you with scourges, but I will beat you with scorpions. So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam the third day, as he commanded them. And the king answered roughly, leaving the counsel of the ancients. And he spoke according to the advice of the young men. My father laid upon you a heavy yoke, which I will make heavier. My father beat you with scourges, but I will beat you with scorpions. And he condescended not to the people's requests. For it was the will of God that his word might be fulfilled, which he had spoken by the hand of Ahias the Shilonite to Jeroboam the son of Nebat. And all the people, upon the king's speaking roughly, said thus unto him, We have no part in David, nor inheritance in the son of Isai. Return to thy dwellings, O Israel, and do thou, O David, fee thy own house. And Israel went away to their dwellings. But Rehoboam reigned over the children of Israel that dwelt in the cities of Judah. And King Rehoboam sent Adoram, who was over the tributes, and the children of Israel stoned him, and he died. And King Rehoboam made haste to get up into his chariots and fled into Jerusalem. And Israel revolted from the house of David unto this day. Chapter 11. Roboam's reign. His kingdom is strengthened. And Roboam came to Jerusalem and called together all the house of Judah and of Benjamin, 180,000 chosen men and warriors, to fight against Israel and to bring back his kingdom to him. And the word of the Lord came to Semaias, the man of God, saying, Speak to Roboam, the son of Solomon, the king of Judah, and to all Israel in Judah and Benjamin. Thus saith the Lord, You shall not go up nor fight against your brethren. Let every man return to his own house, for by my will this thing has been done. And when they heard the word of the Lord, they returned and did not go against Jeroboam. And Roboam dwelt in Jerusalem, and built walled cities in Judah. And he built Bethlehem, and Edom, and Thecui, and Bethsur, and Soko, and Odalam, and Geth, and Maresa, and Ziph, and Adoram, and Lachish, and Azekah, Sarai also, and Ilon, and Hebron, which are in Judah and Benjamin, well-fenced cities. And when he had enclosed them with walls, he put in them governors and storehouses of provisions, that is, of oil and of wine. Moreover, in every city he made an armory of shields and spears, and he fortified them with great diligence, and he reigned over Judah and Benjamin, and the priests and Levites that were in all Israel came to him out of all their seats, leaving their suburbs and their possessions, and passing over to Judah and Jerusalem, because Jeroboam and his sons had cast them off from executing the priestly office to the Lord. And he made to himself priests for the high places, and for the devils, and for the calves which he had made. Moreover, out of all the tribes of Israel, whosoever gave their heart to seek the Lord, the God of Israel, came into Jerusalem to sacrifice their victims before the Lord, the God of their fathers. And they strengthened the kingdom of Judah, and established Roboam, the son of Solomon, for 3 years. For they walked in the ways of David and of Solomon only 3 years. And Roboam took to wife Mahalath, the daughter of Jeremoth, the son of David, and Abihail, the daughter of Eliab, the son of Isai. And they bore him sons, Jehus, and Samarias, and Zum. And after her he married Micah, the daughter of Absalom, who bore him Abiah, and Ithai, and Ziza, and Salamith. And Roboam loved Micah, the daughter of Absalom, above all his wives and concubines, for he had married 18 wives and 80 concubines. And he begot 28 sons and 80 daughters. But he put at the head of them Abiah, the son of Micah, to be the chief ruler over all his brethren, for he meant to make him king, because he was wiser and mightier than all his sons, and in all the countries of Judah and of Benjamin, and in all the walled cities. And he gave them provisions in abundance, and he sought many wives. Chapter 12. Roboam, for his sins, is delivered up into the hands of the king of Egypt, who carrieth away all the treasures of the temple. And when the kingdom of Roboam was strengthened and fortified, he forsook the law of the Lord, and all Israel with him. And in the 5th year of the reign of Roboam, Sisak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem, because they had sinned against the Lord, with 1,200 chariots and 80,000 horsemen. And the people were without number that came with him out of Egypt, to wit, Libyans, and Troglodytes, and Ethiopians. And he took the strongest cities in Judah, and came to Jerusalem. And Semaias, the prophet, came to Roboam and to the princes of Judah that were gathered together in Jerusalem, fleeing from Sisak, and he said to them, Thus saith the Lord, You have left me, and I have left you in the hand of Sisak. And the princes of Israel and the king, being in a consternation, said, The Lord is just. And when the Lord saw that they were humbled, the word of the Lord came to Semaias, saying, Because they are humbled, I will not destroy them, and I will give them a little help, and my wrath shall not fall upon Jerusalem by the hand of Sisak. But yet they shall serve him, that they may know the difference between my service and the service of a kingdom of the earth. So Sisak, king of Egypt, departed from Jerusalem, taking away the treasures of the house of the Lord, and of the king's house, and he took all with him, and the golden shields that Solomon had made, instead of which the king made brazen ones, and delivered them to the captains of the shield-bearers, who guarded the entrance of the palace. And when the king entered into the house of the Lord, the shield-bearers came and took them, and brought them back again to their armory. But yet because they were humbled, the wrath of the Lord turned away from them, and they were not utterly destroyed. For even in Judah there were found good works. King Roboam therefore was strengthened in Jerusalem and reigned. He was 140 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which the Lord chose out of all the tribes of Israel, to establish his name there. And the name of his mother was Naamah, an Ammonitess. But he did evil and did not prepare his heart to seek the Lord. Now the acts of Rehoboam, first and last, are written in the books of Semaias the prophet, and of Addo the seer, and diligently recorded. And there was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all their days. And Rehoboam slept with his fathers, and was buried in the city of David. And Abiah his son reigned in his stead. End of side two, please.